I don't care too much about being good at one particular thing because I feel like I'm good at a lot of stuff. And you're one of these good at everything people. Mm-hmm. So, but it seems they're good at everything.
You know what I'm not good at? And Mike can attest to this. Telling the difference between different defensive fronts as I was trying to teach myself.
Welcome to Highly Questionable, where Mina Kimes really does this in her spare time. And Mike Golic Jr., who actually played football, is looking at that like I am, like, wow, word.
Is it time for the 76ers to panic?
Oh, wow, we're going there already, all right? Joel Embiid left the game because he had knee soreness, is what they called it. He got banged up in the game. He only played 11 minutes. Ultimately, the Sixers lost to the Wizards with the Wizards playing for their season. Now, look, we know the Wizards are still ultimately going to lose this. I get it. But I'm really not panicking about a team with their backs all the way against the wall, beating a team that did not have its superstar player. Like, to me, panicking is I don't know if they can beat the Wizards. Not so sure about how well they're going to do against anybody else, though. Like, if there's no Embiid, then no, I don't think that they can beat the Hawks, who I expect them to play in the next round. If there is Embiid, we're going to see how well he is actually able to play. And I do think there's cause for worry because they termed it knee soreness. Nobody's ever left a playoff game because something was sore, right? It takes a little bit more than that before you get to that point. But for the Sixers, Tobias Harris has got to be like a primary shot creator because Ben Simmons can't do it, and you can't give the ball to Ben Simmons, it seems, because people are going to start to hack him. Harris was 8-for-24 in the course of this game without Embiid. And if you're going to have Simmons on your team, whoever your other max type guy is going to have to be a guy that can go out there and get shots and win games for you in that way. Do you think that guy is Tobias Harris? I don't think that guy is Tobias Harris. I don't think the Sixers are going to win the East, but I don't think that means it's time to panic per se.
Yeah, the only reason people are panicking is because it's Joel Embiid, and we know his injury history. Like, if any other player went out with knee soreness, we probably wouldn't be that worried. But even watching him take a fall, in which he did not grab his knee, the announcers thought it was his back or his butt, that is concerning. It's especially concerning because if you were watching this game at the end, when they were doing Hack of Ben, every time he would walk up to the free throw line, the camera would ISO on him. I swear, he looked like a college kicker lining up for a 50-yard field goal, like utter despair in his face. That does not elicit confidence in him. And he actually made half of his free throws, Bomani, but he is 5-for-20 in the series, which I believe is a playoff record. You know what? I can say confidently, that is the worst I've ever seen any player shoot free throws. So no, if they don't have Joel Embiid, they aren't getting out of the East.
Yeah, I think the worry is a lot more existential for Philadelphia than just, yeah, like Bomani said, they're not going to lose this series to this Wizards outfit. But we know where the expectations were, especially because of what this season felt like. Finally, a coronation of so much of what Philly had been building toward, and a unique opportunity where you finally had a Joel Embiid healthy for long enough to be considered for an MVP, and he still missed 21 games over the course of this season. So for it to pop up in a situation where it didn't look like the primary injury that should have come from that particular instance, and now you are faced with the prospect of a year where, yeah, if you don't get this dude back, you're going to walk out of it without an MVP for the biggest star in your city's basketball team, without maybe even an Eastern Conference Finals appearance, let alone a win on that stage. And now all of a sudden you've got the same old questions popping up about this team, because you're right, the one source of confidence that this team had comes from Joel Embiid. It became very clear when he was off the court, you're not going to draw that from anywhere else around there. And if that foundation time and time again is cracked when you need it, then yeah, you got a lot bigger questions Philadelphia would spend their offseason wrestling with.
Oh, okay, I see what happened here. I realize why I don't think it's cause for panic for the Sixers, because I never thought they were going to win the damn East anyway. I always thought that that was a little bit of a ridiculous thought, because the thing about the playoffs is your weaknesses become center stage. No matter who it is that you are, what you can't do becomes just as important as what you can. And that's why when Doc Rivers, I get why he's got to so fervently defend Ben Simmons, right? Try to boost up his confidence and everything else. But the things he can't do are really, really important. And they're going to matter more and more with each passing game. And if he's a dude that you can't count on to even shoot free throws, let alone shoot something outside of 5 feet, y'all aren't winning a championship, man. That's just a non-starter.
So my husband is not a basketball fan, but he kind of wandered downstairs during this game, was watching at the end, and he saw Ben Simmons and the panic I described as he was kind of walking up to shoot free throws. And he's like, so that guy, he just can't shoot. And I'm like, yeah, not really. And he's like, but you were saying he's one of the best players in the NBA and he can't shoot baskets. And I was like, you should be on TV, not me.
Why do people like that's not weird? It's so strange.
It's really weird. He can't shoot baskets.
It won't even try.
Is it fair to expect LeBron to single-handedly beat the Suns tonight if AD can't go?
It is a hot take Tuesday here on Highly Questionable. Anthony Davis strained his left groin in Game 4 against the Suns. It is unlikely at this time that he is going to play in Game 5 tonight. Now, can LeBron do one of those LeBron things, right? He probably can. He really hasn't been asked to do that in quite a long time in a way that was like truly consequential. But yeah, and I'm assuming that he can because he's always been able to. But it is a lot to ask, especially from the guy who told us he might never be 100% again. Like, I don't know what exactly the situation is with the ankle right now. I don't know what they've done to treat it. I don't know what they do to get him going by from day to day. But again, this is not a roster built to win with one superstar. This is a roster built to win with two of them. If they don't have Anthony Davis, if they don't get enough from LeBron to win it by himself, that's not a reflection of LeBron. This is just totally different than what they're built to do.
It is, but fair was in the question. And I always say fair is a place where they judge pigs. Like this LeBron freaking James, there's no fair around these parts. So we get a situation where, yeah, exactly what Bomani described is what's expected here. And I saw this. Kyle Sopp was a great researcher for us here at ESPN, said with no AD tonight, LeBron James for his career, when taking 25 shots in the playoff, averages 36.8 points, 10 rebounds, and 7.5 assists. And in the non-Golden State division of the postseason, his team's won 14 of 15 games. So, yeah, he can muster this. He's got the power to do this. And I think it's understandable to expect it because if we are to believe, yeah, the long-term success for this Lakers team is still possible in the playoffs, that all hinges on Anthony Davis. But to win this one game potentially against the Suns, with the way that Marc Gasol is shooting, the way some of these parts you can space around LeBron work, I think you can still play to the strengths we've seen from him at times. It's really going to be a minutes thing. Can LeBron physically stomach playing potentially 40-plus minutes for this one game, betting that, yeah, we can get AD back when it matters and I can throttle this thing down until we get deeper, if that's the case?
You mentioned Marc Gasol. I kind of think he's the key to all of this. Like, with him, this Lakers team has actually been pretty good when him and LeBron are on the floor. When it's Drummond, they are extremely bad. And the fact that I'm even drawing that distinction to Bo's point is revealing of how this team is built, which is not particularly well, at least compared to some of these other playoff teams. Bo, you also mentioned LeBron's statement that he was never going to be 100% again. And when he said that, we kind of hand waved it as LeBron controlling the storyline and setting narratives as LeBron is wont to do. But watching him over the last couple of months, I kind of believe him, at least this year. Like, he hasn't scored over 30 points since he's come back from injury. Statistically, this playoff series versus Phoenix is his worst series in a decade. So part of me thinks that LeBron, maybe he's managing his own workload, but he also might not be 100% this year, and he might need his teammates to come through for him. The other part of me has watched NBA basketball the last 15 years and knows it's LeBron James. He's probably going to flip a switch and go for 40.
By the way, are they like afraid they're going to lose Andre Drummond? Because at some point I can see a situation where they need him, but right. I believe Frank Vogel can count, right? Like, do you believe Frank Vogel can count? I think we all believe Frank Vogel can count. And if you can count, the count don't be looking good when Andre Drummond is out there for them, right? I mean, he sees, right?
By the way, Mike, the little folksy aphorism about fair is where you judge pigs. I just want to remind viewers at home, like, they might be looking at Mike and thinking, oh, that must be something you learned growing up. He is from Connecticut. Have you even been to a fair?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Everybody I know that uses that phrase has one thing in common. They've never been to a fair.
Can confirm, but I do own overalls.
Should Patrick Mahomes really want Aaron Rodgers in the AFC West?
All right, so while we're waiting on this Aaron Rodgers thing to play out, we've heard he'd like to be somewhere more toward the West, and Denver seems like an obvious landing place because, come on, Drew Lock, you know what's up. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes is having his golf tournament in Hawaii for his foundation, 15 and the Mahomies. And that's not even the most ridiculous thing he said. The most ridiculous thing he said was that he would like Aaron Rodgers to be in the division because he wants the challenge of playing in a division with Aaron Rodgers, which sounds really cool. And I understand wanting to push yourself to be the best that you can. But son, there is money on the line when we are talking about these things. And if that's how you feel, you guys need to do some kind of superstars type of competition in the offseason where you do like a decathlon and run around and jump and do stuff and have some kind of competition. But you don't want to have to deal with them twice a year, right? Like maybe once because you guys are both so famous. Twice? Oh, no, 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 no. That's hustling backwards.
Yeah, this is pure quarterback speak, right? Like, oh, I want to play the best of the best. I want him in my division. If Patrick Mahomes were being honest, if we were able to get some truth serum in him, he would say, hell no. And not just because Aaron Rodgers is good. Actually, Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback on the planet, but because the Denver Broncos have a better roster than the Chiefs. And like, if you were to throw Aaron Rodgers into the mix, they would truly contend. I know, Bo, I see you looking skeptical, but they have very good skill players. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant, decent offensive line, and arguably a top three defense in the NFL with Von Miller coming back in that secondary they put together. It is such a cliche to say a team is a quarterback away, but I truly believe that's true about Denver. Now, again, the Kansas City Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They will be as long as Patrick Mahomes is playing football. But you do not want Aaron Rodgers on that particular Denver team. And by the way, I loved how in dismissing Drew Locke, you totally didn't acknowledge Teddy Bridgewater's presence on that roster, which,
I forgot he played for them.
Bo, I don't think you're going to be the only one that does that between now and when we start training camp. So I think there's understanding there. The most overrated thing in all of sports is this idea of wanting to beat the best. Because let me tell you a little something about wanting to beat the best. I remember sitting here in the fall of 2012 watching in minutes apart number one ranked Kansas State lose to a dog bleep Baylor team and number two ranked Oregon lose on a last second field goal to Stanford. And everyone's sitting there celebrating because we were ranked number three in the country at Notre Dame and we were going to go to number one. And I was sitting there going, man, you know, it'd have been a lot easier to just go ahead and beat Colin Klein and that Kansas State team than whatever the hell we're about to try and do with Bama here. So beating the best, overrated. Championship rings, properly rated.
And I'll put this in terms that some other people can understand. I know some of you know this. Mina Kimes, she is a beast at these crossword puzzles. She'd be on Instagram. She beat the Saturdays. She beat the Sundays. I don't look at that thing after Wednesday. Because why? I'm not looking for a challenge. I'm just trying to pass some time.
Up next on HQ.
Yeah. The reason Mina got her hands over her face, though, is we had to re-record this because of the issues, and she wanted to spring it on us before she knew what the clip was about how the dude was Korean because she wanted to put off for the crib, only to then ultimately find out, you know, that he had run into a wall, and poor Lenny got to come sit in her lap now because she's so traumatized over how it went.
Do you question if Rob Refsnyder should go back to playing in the infield?
All right, so you guys know, like, I like to point out things like Dante DiVincenzo. I call him White Dante because it's Dante with an O. You know what I mean? It's kind of backwards. Rob Refsnyder, Korean-American baseball hero. Let's get a look at what's going on with him. Now, he normally plays in the infield, but he's hitting well, so they wanted to get him some more ABs, put him in the outfield, and they got fences out there, dog. There he is.
Oh, God, the warning track.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah, the reason Mina got her hands over her face, though, is we had to re-record this because of the issues, and she wanted to spring it on us before she knew what the clip was about how the dude was Korean because she wanted to put off for the crib, only to then ultimately find out, you know, that he had run into a wall, and poor Lenny got to come sit in her lap now because she's so traumatized over how it went.
I was going to say, you see what this is, a blatant ploy to use Lenny to distract from her fact falling flat, or I should say running straight into a fence. Mina, do you have a voice for Lenny? I always forget. Oh, I mean, you do have a voice, but you never use it in the podcast anymore. Can we get it one time with a take on this video?
Bomani, I know you like me. I know you love it when I make cameos on the show. You find it very amusing.
He looks just as amused as me. We're in the same place.
Do you question if this is the most intimidating kangaroo you've ever seen?
All right, so back in the day when I used to do this television show, we had this, it was Rocky. He was a swole kangaroo. Let's get a look at Rocky the swole kangaroo. Yeah.
Oh, God. A little too swole.
Yeah, yeah. Diesel.
Oh, what? Is he flexing?
Nah, he was trying to wipe.
He's doing whatever he damn well pleases. That's what he's doing. Now we got a new kangaroo in Texas, even though last time I checked, kangaroos were only in Australia. But whoa. Yeah, that's a swole kangaroo.
A little top heavy.
Well, I also find it interesting that there don't seem to be too much pectoralis major there, right? Like, all he does is kickbacks. He don't do no push-ups and no chest work. It normally don't work like that.
That gave me big energy of, like, you talking to my girl, bro? You good here? Bring him in real close. Honestly, this seems like the solution for all these NBA stadium security problems we've been having. Swole army of kangaroos lining the court here. Come get a taste, fanboy.
I was about to go along with Bo and say, well, that kangaroo's skipping leg day. Anyone could take down that kangaroo. But I don't know if you guys have noticed, I can't even get my own dog down to snow. I don't know if I'm the person to be, talking about that kangaroo that way.
Can someone on the internet give me a Photoshop of Lenny's head on that kangaroo's body? Because now I need it more than I need it.
I got news for you. If Lenny ever gets that swole, they got to take him back wherever he came from. You can't have that in your house.
So, speaking of swole kangaroos, I don't know if you guys saw that poll that YouGov did of various animals asking people if they thought they could fight them or take them out by gender, notably. Okay, so yeah, beating in a fight. So this was stunning to me for a number of reasons, one of which is just all those people think they could beat an elephant.
Yeah, I mean, I think the grizzly bear is still the gorilla. People, does that say chimpanzee?
Yes.
Oh, dude, you do not want to mess with chimpanzees. They rip people's faces off.
Well, now it begs the question for you guys, too. Grizzly bear or gorilla, which one do you think you have a better chance of surviving?
Yeah, no. The answer is no.
Grizzly bear. Absolutely grizzly bear.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be the grizzly, right? Like, the gorilla's got a little bit too much going on for him. There's a little bit too much dexterity there. Like, I feel like eventually my human brain going to be able to outmaneuver the bear, if need be. Like, I don't feel good about it, but I really don't feel great about the gorilla.
What the hell you do with your brain that is going to allow you to get away from a grizzly bear?
More than would allow me to get away from a gorilla.
I'm just saying, but you're like, your brain will figure out, like, this is not... You ain't gonna outthink this grizzly bear situation, right?
Listen, I have seen mothers deadlift a truck to save babies, so I have no idea what my body is capable of if it's put in those kind of situations.
Speaking of, did you see this video of a mother taking out a grizzly bear today? Okay, watch. Might be a grizzly, but it's a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Watch this woman.
Yeet!
Bam!
Oh, you see the bear comes back and I thought it was coming back for more.
He cut her some slack. He won't cut you no slack.
That was a mama bear defending her cubs, and that woman defending her dogs still said, no, this isn't how it's going to be right there. Lenny, you're in capable hands over there.
Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, Game 5, Trailblazers and Nuggets.
Yo, so this is the series that's just kind of there. Like, it's not ending, but it's also not been particularly interesting. It's just been kind of sloppy, but we are here for Game 5. And Dame Lillard, he's here too.
No, this is the one. This is the game right here. And this ain't a situation where we need to just be like, all right, lock in. We got to have this game. You know, we said that after Game 1, and we went out there and got blasted. Like, we gotta walk the walk. On this one, you know, this is the big one. This is it right here.
That's a man running out of things to say about game fives in the playoffs, right? Like, this, the pivotal game five. You really don't need to get him to say anything else. Game five is only one thing, but it's 2-2. Pivotal. Mina, you intrigued?
Am I intrigued to see who's going to get bounced in the next round in the West? No, I'm not intrigued. I'll watch the game, though. I will watch, but I'm, this is probably the least interesting series right now.
I watched through one bloodshot eye like I watched the rest of these late games here, and I thought about saying something slick about Damian Lillard, and then I remembered how Damian Lillard gets down on the internet. So, Damian Lillard, big fan. Good luck in Game 5. It is pivotal, and I am excited to watch your skills and ability.
All right, that is our show. Check out the Mina Kimes Show with Lenny. It's a podcast. It's kind of got a dog on it. Also, Mike Golic Jr., 4 to 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio, Chennai and Golic.
The right time with Bomani Jones, wherever you get your podcasts.
Always
got my back.
I wanted
to tee it up. I was trying.
You don't be trying that hard.
I wanted to be the good guy today.